Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle, episode 26, Let's Pretend. Today we have an interview with the Pop-Ups, and they have their own club called the Great Pretenders Club, so that's what we're talking about, pretending. Here's a song by the Pop-Ups, and it's called On Air.
That's good to know. So let's talk it out tonight. Gonna take my information and my speculation to a curious nation. Make a radio station. I get to run the show.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with the Pop-Ups. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. And I have some questions. Can you answer them?
Sure. I'd be happy to.
Okay. And our first one is, how did you start your band?
That's a good question, Chloe. So Jacob and I, Jacob is the other Pop-Up. We both were working with music and kids for different people, and we worked together on a project, and I thought, well, he seems like a really fun guy to work with. So I asked him if he would want to write something sometime, and it was Easter break, spring break, and we wrote a whole album during that spring break. And that's how we started.
When was that spring break?
That was in 2010. So you would have, that was probably the year you were born, wasn't it?
No, I was born 2009. Right now I'm six. That would be, if I was born in 2010, I would be five.
I suppose so, unless you were born in March or February.
Okay. And our second question is, what was your favorite thing to pretend when you were little?
That is another excellent question. I liked playing dress up a lot when I was little. And you know what's really crazy?
What?
Even when I was little, and I was born a long time ago. I'm 38, actually. But when I was a little boy, one of my favorite things to pretend was Star Wars. And I think that that's still lots of little folks' favorite thing to pretend. How crazy is that? That's like a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my dad is 38, too.
Oh, how about that?
And our third question is, what do you like to pretend now?
That is another excellent question. I can see why you have so much success with your podcast. These are great questions. Now, Jacob and I like to actually dream up all kinds of things to pretend. That's actually kind of what we do now. We dream up, let's see, what have we dreamed up this week, Jacob? Food.
Animated
strawberry. Yeah, we made some strawberries come to life this week. What the question is, what do we like to pretend now? If you see us ever perform live, I like to pretend that I'm dreaming. That's something I like to pretend, like that I think I'm asleep, and that everything that's happening around me is just a dream. And I think that I have magic powers because I'm dreaming and I can do anything. And Jacob spends the whole time trying to convince me that I'm not asleep and that I'm awake. And then I finally can convince him that he's in my dream. It's pretty fun. But we pretend all sorts of stuff now.
What was your favorite thing you pretended now?
I think one of our favorite things that we pretended was the Great Pretenders Club, where every time you made up your own pretend play game, you got a badge. That's a great idea. I think that any time you feel like you wish there was something to do, you could look around and literally take whatever's in front of you and pretend and make up a whole game right there, right now.
Cool. And our fourth question is, I heard you're on the road. Where did you play your show?
Well, we're about to go play at the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C. tomorrow and the next day. And then on Saturday, we're going to be playing at a place called Jam and Java in Virginia. And then on Sunday, we're playing in New York City at a place called City Winery. So we're out now for a few days of shows.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you do a show today?
No. No, it's a long drive. We live in Brooklyn, and it's a pretty long drive to Washington, D.C. So we're just getting the driving done today so we can wake up and perform in the morning.
Cool. And our fifth question is, do you have any more shows coming?
Yes. Where are you guys located?
We live in New Jersey.
Oh, in New Jersey. We just played in New Jersey last week at a temple. We have a gig coming up. I think not Memorial Day weekend. I don't know when this will air, but it's the following weekend, June 6th. We're playing, or June 5th, actually. playing at the Guggenheim Museum in New York City. And what else? Well, I think that's as far as our memory bank holds. 2 weeks. My personal memory bank. Without looking at my calendar on my phone.
My mom's birthday's the day that you're going to be is June 5th, too.
Oh, that's so cool. If you guys come to the show, we'll say happy birthday to your mom.
Okay. And okay. That was our last question, so thank you.
You are so welcome, Chloe. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Above the world, I see someone below. Hey, it's my darling friend Rhino. So down is where I go. Uh-oh, I think I see a fire glow. I guess I better let him know.
Hey, is that a fire? Here, I'm a rhino. I gotta stomp it out.
I see him in the brush and I stomp him out. I'm a natural fireman. I stomp fire, it's better than water can. It doesn't even hurt my toes. I just smell the smoke with my giant nose. I'm a natural forest ranger. I'm attracted to the danger. I stomp it out.
Okay, it's good you're done. The fire is all gone.
Thank goodness for
Let
that.
Me eat bugs from your back.
Capital idea.
Get myself a tasty snack. But hey, what's that on the wind?
You smell that?
Is that the smell of smoke again?
I think that's a fire.
I guess it begins again.
You smell that, right? That's a fire. Oh no, I'm a rhino. I gotta stomp it out. Ha! I stomp those fires out. I see them in the brush. I stomp.
I just smell the smoke with my giant nose. I'm an actual forest ranger. I'm attracted to the danger. I stomp it out. Those fires, I see them in the brush and I stomp them out. I'm a natural fireman. I stomp fires better than water can. It doesn't even hurt my toes. I just smell the smoke with my giant nose. I'm an actual forest ranger. I'm attracted to the danger. I stomp it out.
You did a good job there, man.
You know what? I think I'm a little thirsty.
Why don't we go to the watering hole over there?
That's a good idea, you know.
Do you mind if I still ride on your back?
Oh, no, please, please do. Yeah.
Do you smell that?
You know, let's just go to the watering hole. It's good.
No, I...
They put that fire out. Don't worry.
All right, let's go get a drink.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Today, we're doing a recipe called popcorn balls. Here are what you'll need. And if we make popcorn balls, we could put them on our Instagram and Facebook so everybody can see what the finished look is. And here are our ingredients. 3/4 cup of light corn syrup, 1/4 cup margarine butter, and 2 teaspoons of cold water, 2 5/8 cups of confectioner's sugar, and 1 cup marshmallows, and 5 quarts plain popped popcorn. And here's what you need. Here's how you do it. In a saucepan over medium heat, combine the corn syrup, butter, cold water, confectioners, sugar, and marshmallows. Heat and stir until the mixture comes to a boil. Carefully combine the hot mixture with the popcorn, coating each kernel. Grease hands with vegetable shortening and quickly shape the coated popcorn into balls before it cools. Wrap with cellophane or plastic wrap and store at room temperature. And that's how you make your very own popcorn balls. And now, here's Try Everything from Zootopia before we go to the part that makes this episode really fun. This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And this, I said, was the funnest part of the show. Because today, right now, we're going to talk about pretending. It's fun to pretend. Everyone can do it. Maybe you want to pretend you're in a firehouse and you're one of the workers. Maybe you want to pretend you're a princess or a prince. Anything you can really pretend. But here are some things I pretended. To start, I pretended my own doll and accessories, and my doll is named Raina. I made her out of my clay, and I made her all accessories. I'm making her a whole bedroom, and that's probably just about easy to do. You can use clay to make your own pretending creations. And another thing is make bedrooms for your dolls. It would be fun to do that. If you don't have a Barbie dream house or anything like that, or a doll, or you don't have a doll house, you can always make one for dolls that don't need a dollhouse. I have a dollhouse for mini dolls and Barbie dolls, but I don't have one for my American Girl dolls. So I make one for them out of any of my things, and I like to put them in my playroom so they have a place to sleep. And then I play with it afterwards. Another thing I can pretend with is I like to play Cinderella out of Lollipops. But sometimes I change the names even. Like the Cinderella. There's Cinderella I'm playing name. And the Cinderella that I made is named Lena. And her two stepsisters definitely look the same. And there's. The stepsisters are supposed to look the same because they're twins. And because stepsisters are almost twins. Because. It won't be. They can't be twins if they aren't born on the same day. But twins can. Do not look alike. Some twins can look alike. Some twins don't have to look alike. It depends on who they are. If it's a girl and a boy, if you want to make them look like each other, make them look like each other. If you want to make them look different, make them look different. If it's a girl and a girl, if you want to make them different, make them different. If you want to make them the same, make them the same. It's boy, boy. Make them look different or make them look the same. Depends on how you or the people are feeling. And now, that's all I pretended. And here's our next song, Jam Packed by Jason Dinner and the Jungle Gym Jam. We went to see him this week. And if you want, and if you buy his album, he'll bring money to St. Jude just because you're buying the album. And here's their song, My Superpower, by Jason Dinner and the Jungle Gym Jam.
I can be impatient as a Jedi with the galaxy he serves, and ready to go like Spider-Man with his quick and nimble nerves. And I'm tough like Wonder Woman, who will only take the truth, and fair like Thurgood Marshall, who judged on evidence and proof. When you need a hero, it'll be my finest hour, 'cause kindness is my superpower. Can be prepared like Batman, who always thinks ahead, and loving like Mother Teresa, making sure that all were fed. And I'm gentle as mighty Superman, helping cats down from the trees, and persistent just like Anna, till she ended that deep freeze. When you need a hero, it'll be my finest hour, 'cause kindness is my superpower. Kindness is my superpower. And my hero's Martin Luther King, with the noblest of dreams. Let righteousness roll down like a mighty stream.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now it's a friendship pledge. And here's it is. If there's somebody that wants to pretend with you, let them pretend with you, no matter what you're pretending. And here's a song called Be Yourself by Littlest Pet Shop. And now let's say bye. Bye.
Geez, Blythe, I wish I was more like you. Smart, funny, arty. You're, like, a lot of really cool things.
Oh, stop. You're cool too, you know.
Meh, enough about me. Let's talk more about you.
For yourself, just say what's on your mind. What you said is perfect. I've got to memorize that line. Be yourself, be like you. I wanna be just like you. Be yourself, be like you. From your shoes to your hair to your new shampoo.
Try out a brand new hobby, like painting or ballet. I just changed all my classes. We can hang out every day. Take a trip, it's a big world out there. I'll just stay close to you, I'm not going anywhere.
Be yourself, be like you. I wanna be just like you. Be yourself, be like you. Act like you, we'll be best friends and sisters too.
Want more of the Littlest Pet Shop pets? Check out littlestpetshop.com.